It's Wednesday, the 30th of July, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Taxi drivers are demanding a fare increase from 13 Namibia dollars to 15, saying petrol and maintenance costs are too high. They're calling on Transport Minister Veiko Nikundi to act quickly. Here's Ministry of Works and Transport spokesperson Julius Ngweda.
There are actually steps that need to be taken by the operators who have what we call public passengers permit. They need to first and foremost submit an application to the Ministry of Works and Transport. And as I'm speaking now, the minister haven't received anything. We are only hearing it and seeing the taxi operators are suggesting that. But what we want to inform them also is that there are procedures that they need always to follow. There's no way an approval can be granted whatsoever without the necessary steps being followed at all.
The Ministry of Education has launched a three-day campaign called Ending Learning Poverty for All in Africa in Ucho. The Namibia Press Agency reports that Kunene Education Director Sophia Fredericks admitted the country is failing to overcome learning poverty despite efforts, while UNICEF's Rudra Narayan Sahu stressed that although 20% of the national budget goes to education, the outcomes are still falling short. The African Union has signaled that it will not recognize any parallel government in Sudan after the Rapid Support Forces announced they had formed their own administration. According to the AFP news agency, the AU's Peace and Security Council called on all member states and the international community to reject the fragmentation of Sudan. AfriForum has urged South African President Cyril Ramaphosa to take a stand against farm attacks after a U.S. government report described the attacks as more than ordinary crimes. The report slammed politicians for their silence on the issue, silence on the matter. AfriForum's Jacques Broederick called on President Ramaphosa to publicly condemn the Kill the Boer chant and prioritize the safety of rural communities.
We are grateful that the United States has confirmed what we have been emphasizing for years, namely that farm attacks are not ordinary crimes. Farm attacks are brutal, targeted attacks that are often accompanied by torture, murder, without anything being stolen, and politically charged rhetoric such as kill the Boer.
And a powerful magnitude 8.8 earthquake off Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula has triggered tsunami waves as high as 5 meters, prompting evacuation orders in Hawaii and other parts of the Pacific. Reuters reports that a tsunami warning has been issued across the region. Russian authorities have declared a state of emergency, while Hawaii's Governor Josh Green urged residents to follow evacuation orders.
You can expect a tsunami wave to hit the state, and it will not just hit one beach. It will wrap around the islands very likely, therefore causing a wave in Hilo, in Kona, in Kauai, and on Maui. You have to be safe, and please do not come back out until we give you the all clear.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.